Okay, tonight I would like to.
Whenever you're done.
Tonight I would like to discuss the Melacha Malabi. Now, the truth is, it's a continuation of what we discussed in the past weeks, because Melacha's Malabin, which is bleaching from Lashon Lavan, cleaning the wool from absorbed dirt, is a three part process to this. And that is, if you picture your washing machines, there's different cycles. There's the where the water comes in, soaks everything. It soaks the cloth, which what that does is it loosens up the dirt that's in the material. Right? There's dirt that's absorbed into the material, and it loosens it up. Still didn't come out. The second is the...
Agitation
is called, where it's right. It's starting to rinse it, and then there's the where it's like
the washing machine.
The washing machine where it makes all that noise. And by doing that, you're loosening up the dirt inside to come out. Then there's the rinse cycle, where you're rinsing out all the water, and hopefully all the dirt will come out with the water. The chiddush over here is that even though it's a three-step process, but each step alone is awesome. So in previous weeks, we were discussing schita, the rinse cycle alone. Today, I'm going to back up to the first two steps. Which the first step is what's called Sharia. Now, before that, the first thing we have here is removing a stain when other stains remain. Meaning, I have a shirt or jacket with five stains on it. I'm going to remove one of the stains. I'll remove it completely. I'm still remaining with four more stains. Does make a difference. Removing that stain alone already is awesome. It's not clean. If the whole idea is cleaning,
the spot is clean. Yeah,
that's the answer.
I think
very good. Okay, Shriya.
Part of one stain.
What's that's Asa.
Oh, it's also Asa?
Yeah, that part. Yeah. That part is clean.
You clean part of the bacon. Okay, Shriya. Shriya means soaking a fabric with water. Even though the stain does not completely disappear, that's called Shriya. Just that alone, taking fabric, taking material, and soaking it either by soaking, wetting, sprinkling it, making it wet on Shabbos is not allowed.
Why?
Because that's step one of the cleaning process. I want to tell you an interesting maisa. I think it was with the Beis Yisrael and the Ragachava. They met each other. And the Ragachava, as we know, was the Eloi. He knew everything. And he learned Shulchan Aruch without the Pirushim on the side. One of the Pirushim was the Magen Avraham. So he was talking to the Beis Yisrael, and Beis Yisrael said, you learned Hilchos Shabbos without the Magen Avraham. How'd you do that? So he said, not in a gaivedic way. He said, he doesn't feel that there was any Chidushim that he had to look at. So the Beis Yisrael asked him, if you have a red cloth, and a white cloth, and you have something red that's spilled on the table, right? What would be better let's make it more practical. You have red wine spilled on the table, and you have a red cloth and a white cloth. And we'll see soon that a cloth you could, even though we just say you can't soak it in water, but you could wipe up a mess with it because you're making it dirty. So, what's better, to use the white cloth or the red cloth? What?
Red cloth.
You say the red. You say the white. So, the Ragachava said the red. So, the Beisol said back, then the Magen Avraham says the white. Why? Because when you take a white cloth and you wipe up red wine, you're making it dirty. It's dirty from wine. A red cloth, when you wipe up red wine with it, you're making it redder, so it looks nicer. So, Ragachava said, but this is where the punch of the story is that night he learned all the Magen Avraham.
One night.
Okay. At least Lucha Shabbos.
It's enough.
I want to tell you something. Each mug of rum is, each mug of rum has on the bottom of the page, like, Max is a shekel. You have a page just trying to explain each mug of rum. So that's also, fine. Okay, so back to over here. Soaking clean fabrics. Even though it's a clean fabric, still, you're not supposed to. But I want to make this clear.
What purpose?
Any purpose.
Except for soaking, cleaning up a mess?
Then it's in dirty water. Talking about now, just soaking it in clean water. Soaking clean fabrics in water. I want to point out it's really a machlekes. And I'll explain why I'm saying it's a machlekes. It's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. And this is why the Shulchan Aruch brings down many times 2 days, even though we're going to pass like one of them. Because he wants you to know that even though we're going to be machmir, but sometimes if there's a need, you could be mekel like the other one. Okay? So, over here there's 2 days. We're machmir, that's us. However, in the next case, we'll see soon why. Wedding paper materials, Rav Moshe Feinstein and Igris Moshe held that is not an issue of Sharia. There's nothing wrong with wedding paper, because paper doesn't absorb. That's Rav Moshe held. Therefore, you have napkins, paper towels to clean a counter. It's mutter to make it wet. But you have to be very careful that there's no squeezing. Okay?
How can you squeeze it doesn't absorb?
What's absorbs? It's
just not. No, see, even things that don't absorb, but to squeeze.
From the middle of them.
Yeah. Okay, but here, this is where it comes the case. Making a compress, right? Let's say someone knows that on Shabbos they can need a hot water compress or a cold water compress to put on a wound or something. So what should you do? So the best thing is to prepare before Shabbos. Soak the material in the water from before Shabbos. If you can't do that, then take a wet paper towel or napkin, because there's no issue to wet there, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein. The next choice is, if you cannot do that, wet a cloth with colored liquids. Because when you wet something with colored liquids, you're not cleaning it, you're making it dirty.
Squeezing again.
No, squeezing. No squeezing. Talking about now just the Issa of Sharia.
Oh, but you'll
have to be careful. If that's not a good choice, then wet a clean cloth with water. So that's why I mentioned before that since it's machlekes, normally even if it's a clean cloth, you're not supposed to wet it on Shabbos with clean water. However, in this case where the person needs a compress for whatever reason and he can't do one of the other eitzes, so then it'll be mutter for him to take a clean cloth and wet it with water. Now you have to care to avoid schita, as we wrote. You have to avoid schita. Yeah.
How do you, going back to this question before, when you're cleaning up, with a spill on the table?
We'll get to it soon. Get to it soon.
There's no problem of before.
Okay.
Yeah, when there's no problem of before.
That's sponge, the one that doesn't.
One second. Let's go through it. If we don't answer your questions, then we'll add on to it. I left some room on the bottom. Okay, shifshuf. So this is the next step. Shifshuf means rubbing or scrubbing. Folding over part of the garment and rubbing it against the stain, right? Sometimes you take it and you rub it against the stain. That's shifshuf and that's not allowed. However, I want to explain something over here. Let's make it clear. If let's say I have a stain on my jacket and I want to get rid of it, so to get rid of the stain completely is not allowed. But if I rub off what's on it, there's still a mark over there. You can see that there was a stain there. Sorry, then that's fine. Okay? Hear that?
You can fold it out.
What?
You can fold it out. Like this.
Right.
So you can scrub it as long as it's not completely gone?
As long as you're not scrubbing it.
What?
You're
not scrubbing it as long as it's not completely away?
Like this is scrubbing.
As long as
That's right.
As long as it does not go completely away, it will be mutter. I'll give you, there was once a person, a chashav yid, who had to give a shir in Mei Sharim, and he came to the top of Malchei Yisrael, and somehow he fell on the floor, and his entire kapata was dirty, dusty. So he went into Ger, and in Ger, if anyone was ever there, so you have to daphne, you have to mamash, like, to say good Shabbos to the Rebbe, they run. You'll enjoy Rosh Chaim. They run, and you're like, you get like sucked up. You're off the ground. Just like you float around. So he went in there and he got stuck in the middle, and from the pushing around, his jacket got cleaned.
That's awesome.
And that's Mutter.
You don't do it on purpose, like wrestle the song, like rub it.
Yeah, you could put your frock on and go to lay down in your bed to read a book. Wow. And then while you're lying in bed, it gets clean.
Do you consciously roll?
Do you go out in the rain and get your thing wet?
Yeah.
Really,
I don't know if that will work. It'll just make it muddy. No? But yeah, that you can do. So you heard that's Eitzah. You can lay down in bed with your pants that got dusty and to read a book.
So you could do it against something else other than itself? Is that the rule?
Not, you can't do it.
Oh.
But if you're doing something else, you're going in the shul and getting rubbed against other people, or you're laying in bed and rolling around.
You can't roll on your back. You can't rub your back on the corner.
Right. There you can do that.
Only indirectly.
Okay. Right.
You're stretching your back. You
wouldn't
be able to.
Say it, but you're saying you're doing it to remove it, right?
Why is it different than with your garment?
To what?
Why is it different folding it over and not folding
it? Which way?
No difference.
There's no difference.
It's just that you can't. They're not going to do that.
I just gave a practical example.
The next one's in your nail.
Scratch out a dried stain from a garment with fingernails with no water. So between what?
Yeah, what's the difference?
It's not them. They're both us. Oh, okay. Right?
Exactly same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Over there also, only if it's completely going to come out. If after they scratch it off, there's still like a little stain, then that's fine.
Taking a risk. Taking a risk.
Sorry?
As long as anything.
Yeah. Even if as long as there's something there. It's not cold that you cleaned. You didn't clean it. Still dirty. Okay.
Yeah.
Wiping dust from shoe with a dry cloth is mutter. Because what are you doing? You're just wiping off the dust that's sitting on the surface. Malabin is when you're removing dirt that got absorbed into the material. On your shoe, you're just wiping off what's sitting on the surface of the shoe, so that's fine.
Even like mud?
No, we're talking about dust.
Okay.
Dust.
Same like your hands or a cloth.
If there's dust on your jacket?
No, like on your shoe.
Or on your jacket, anything.
Yeah, you can use whatever you want.
And a jacket also? Dust doesn't make a difference on what it is?
We'll get to it in a second.
Oh, jacket different?
If I told you, if we don't get to it, then scrubbing a stain on hard leather or plastic material vigorously. If it's like stuck to, if you have a stain or something that's stuck to hard plastic and you can rub it very hard to get it off, that's asa. Even though plastic does not absorb, and therefore it would be mutter for me to pour water onto plastic, but to rub it, that's not allowed.
So how do you allow to do dishes?
Dishes are not rubbing it.
But it's not absorbing
it.
It's fine,
but,
dishes are not absorbing it.
Dishes are absorbing it.
Right. So we'll get to it. And the last thing is washing dishes with wet sponge, but washing. Schita. Okay. The next step is schita. Squeezing, pressing, forcing out absorbed liquid.
We scraped hard stains on leather and plastic.
We did. If you can do it vigorously, it's a problem.
Oh.
Hey, it's a good question. Washing dishes. We'll get to it. Schita, squeezing, pressing, forcing out, absorb liquid. Washing dishes with a sponge. All these cases, where you're squeezing liquid that's absorbed into something else, that's a problem. So if you have a spill on a tablecloth, placing paper napkins over the wet area without press is fine, but without pressing. Now, when I want to lift that wet napkin up, I have a problem because if I grab onto it, I'm going to be squeezing out liquid. So if it's very wet, you need to take like a plate and scoop it underneath and take it up.
Isn't that a problem with Liban? Not a
schita of Liban.
But I'm saying, the problem isn't the squeezing out, the problem is that I'm making room for more material. I'm cleaning the napkin and squeezing it.
So that's why it's schita of Malabin. Meaning Malabin is divided into three parts. And the third part is schita.
That's the problem.
a real sponge holds in the water, and you have to squeeze it and it absorbs it. You hold it upside down, the water stays in. Squeeze it out. Doesn't make the by malabin doesn't make difference. By dosh it does. That's what we discussed 2 weeks ago. By malabin doesn't make difference if you want it. You it's part of the cleaning process to squeeze out the water. Yeah. By wine, by soda. What? Okay, let's go through it.
Okay, no more questions till then.
Okay, let's see. Let's go through it. Scrape a knife along the surface of the wet cloth. Right, you have a very wet cloth, and you just want to scrape off the liquid that's on the surface of the cloth, without an effort to extract absorbed liquid. That's mutter.
Why would you do that?
You want to make it less wet. It'll dry quicker. Okay? If you have a rag, a towel, a washcloth to soak up any spill from a table, derech lichloch, meaning if it's spilled wine or orange juice or soda. So you don't, it's not the, it's called derech lichloch. Derech lichloch means you're not doing it in a way that you're cleaning something. You don't clean something with wine or soda. So then I could take a rag, a towel, or a washcloth, and I could soak up the wet with it. But soaking up a water spill with a wearable garment, that's awesome. Why? Because we're worried that maybe you'll feel, oh, why did I just make that garment wet? And you'll come to squeeze it. So if it's a rag, a towel, or a washcloth, which is made for cleaning up messes, and then you just throw it in the laundry, you don't care that it's wet, so then we're not worried that you'll come to schita. But if it's a wearable garment, then we're worried that you'll come to squeeze it, so that you're not allowed to clean up the mess with that. Drying dishes with towel. Okay, so washing the dishes, we say, it's a good question. Why is it not... What? That's awesome. Because then we're worried that maybe we'll come to squeeze it. Drying dishes with towel. As long as the towel doesn't get wet enough that you can be squeezing out the liquid from the towel, it's fine. The liquid from the towel, then it's fine. Soaking or wetting leather, rubber, vinyl materials, and soft pliable plastics or muddy rubbers, if you want to soak it, is mutta, because it doesn't absorb the liquid. So you could pour as much water as you want onto it, it's not a problem. However, rubbing or scraping a stain from leather, rubber, vinyl materials, and soft pliable plastics, that's usr. To rub it, like we saw before, to scrub it, that's usr. Wetting one's hair is mutta. You could pour as much water as you want on the hair. To dry wet hair, so that we mentioned the other week, that the Shmini Shabbos Chassi has a chiddush, you can even use a towel to dry hair as long as you're not squeezing water out of the hair.
But you're not allowed to touch your hair when
To touch your hair, you're pushing it down, you're squeezing water out. But if here, where the water goes into the towel, Rosh Hashanah Zalman had a chiddush, that's mutter.
Brush wet hair?
You can just jump in a
brush is separate because you might pull out the air. Or then you might squeeze out water. You might depends on what year it is. Depends on what year. What do you say?
Oh, you can just jump in a pool.
No, go here to pull something else. That's a chitza. Right, that's what. Yeah, that's washing whole guf. Okay, let's go.
Yes, you can go in head first.
Go to the mikveh instead. Go to the mikveh. Yes, but if your hair is wet, yeah, that for sure you could. Okay, brushing as long as it doesn't get to yatzalet this boy. Okay, brushing dust or powder from garments absorb the material without water. Okay, if you just want to brush the dust off or some powder from the garment which is absorbed in the material, even though you're not using water, that's awesome. Meaning, to brush the dust off that's above the material, that's for sure fine. But to get out the dust that's within the fibers, that's the problem. Okay? shaking out dust, sand, powder from one's natural hair, that's mutter. I can shake out the dandruff, dust, or whatever's in my hair. You have a question?
What's the difference in natural hair or not natural hair?
What?
Is it natural or not natural?
One second. Shaking out dust, sand, powder from one's shaitel, that's awesome, because the shaitel is then like a begging. Like a beged. So just like we say, you can't shake it out from within, it gets absorbed into a beged, so to the sheitel. Removing lint, hair, or dandruff on garment, right? You want to wipe off the hair that's on there? That's fine on Shabbos.
It should be awesome.
Why?
You know, it should be told to the van.
Sweep a carpeted floor with a carpet sweeper. In most cases, it's not allowed because the dirt is absorbed in the carpet and you're pulling out that dirt. But if you're sweeping a clean carpet, then maybe okay. Removing wet mud, shell, and tekugel stuck to fabric by folding the fabric on itself and rubbing it from one side to another side. The substance in between, similar to shifshif, that's aser. Removing wet mud, shawl, and tekugel stuck to fabric by folding the fabric on itself with the subs on the outside of the fold. Meaning, this is what Chaim was saying before. If the stain is over here for me to go like this, that's usher. But if the stain is over here and I go like this...
What does that mean? It's in the inside of the jacket?
No, it's over here.
Oh, for the inside. Oh, the outside.
That's mud.
Right, it peels off.
Okay. Okay, straight. You're doing it in an unusual way. It's stuck over here and I take it like this. So it's like cracking off.
Afterwards, it was show and tell.
Okay. Hanging wet clothes to dry before Shabbos into Shabbos is mutter, right? I'm letting hang wet clothes on the line before Shabbos. There's no issue that one might think I washed it on Shabbos.
Did you take it off on Shabbos?
What?
Did you take it off on Shabbos?
As long as when Shabbos started, I knew vaday that's gonna dry. Like, let's say in Eretz Yisrael on summer Shabbos where it's hot, so you know vaday it's gonna dry on Shabbos, then it's mutter. You're hanging it right before Shabbos.
If it's still wet, then I can't take it off.
If it's still wet and there's no schit, when Friday was not, it was soaking wet.
It was soaking wet on Friday.
And you knew that it was vaday gonna dry on Shabbos?
Yeah.
If then you could win as long as there's no schita, right? If it's too wet, then. But if it was.
Why is that not the same problem as putting it on?
Putting it on is a separate issue. That on Shabbos, right, hanging wet, dried, clean clothes on a clothesline on Shabbos, that's mutter. But hanging wet clothes on a clothesline on Shabbos is also because it's Maris Ayin. Someone might think that you washed on Shabbos. There weren't guys on there.
And the driver was Shabbos?
Huh? Either it has to be totally dry before Shabbos, or that you know it's going to badly dry on Shabbos. Otherwise, it's a question of muksa.
Same thing with the dryer.
That's right.
Let's say it's on a hook. Can you use it to dry your hands without taking it off the hook?
What?
Can you use it to dry your hands without taking it off the hook?
To dry your hands?
It's on a hook. Like, you're not going to take it off. You're not going
to actually. No, it's on a line, on a place which is made for hanging laundry.
No, let's say it's wet, you
can go
hang it up and hook it in your room. Right,
so Arab Shabbos, take a shower. And then after Shabbos, you
turn
it off.
Right.
The next morning, after wash Megaboss, or you want to dry your hands, that's it.
Why not?
Let's say it's still wet.
Yeah, but it's not wet enough they can't use it. We're talking about here wet laundry they can't wear. Okay, hanging wet, dried, clean clothes on a clothesline on Shabbos is mutter because no one's going to assume that you wash the dry, clean clothing in your house.
I don't know if it's dry.
Hanging a wet raincoat in the laundry room is also fine because everyone knows that it's raining outside. Washing dishes with wet sponge, that's a problem. Now, someone asked before, when you have the food that's stuck, get clept to the plate, it's stuck to the plate, And I have to scrub it to remove it. So it's a good question. Why is there not like the rubbing the plastic? The answer is because that's soft material and this is hard material. Malabain is with soft material.
So you're saying it might be answered to wash soft plastics?
How soft?
So you have the bendable plastic covers?
That's hard enough. That's I'm talking about like a plastic tablecloth or something like that.
What about wiping plastic tablecloth with a sponge?
So you could pour water on it, you could smear the water. Right, let's say you have a plastic tablecloth,
and you
want to
wipe
and
it.
And I'm going to, it's I could pour water on it, that's not a problem. I could smear the water around with my hand. I can smear it around that to loosen up the dirt, and then I take a napkin and I wipe it off, or a shmat and wipe it off.
That's not a problem of scrubbing hard.
I with my hand I'm letting it loosen up the dirt. Then I don't have to scrub hard. Yeah.